We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, April 6th. The sun sprays Earth with a constant shower of charged particles, the solar wind. But the shower sometimes becomes a storm, a barrage that can damage satellites, overload power grids, and cause other mischief. Predicting such storms can save a lot of grief. But better predictions require a better understanding of the sun, Earth's magnetic field, and how they interact. A mission scheduled for launch as early as this week should help. SMILE is a joint project of Europe and China. The craft will orbit up to 75,000 miles from Earth. From that high perch, it'll be able to see Earth's magnetopause, the zone where the solar wind rams into Earth's magnetic field. It will monitor that zone for up to 40 hours at a time, far longer than any glimpses we've had before. Earth's magnetic field deflects most of the particles in the solar wind, but some of them get through. They create the auroras, the colorful northern and southern lights. Powerful storms on the sun blast out huge amounts of particles. They can overwhelm the magnetic field, creating intense bouts of space weather. Among other effects, that causes especially intense auroras, which can appear in regions where they're seldom seen. SMILE will watch the auroras to see how they change with the level of solar activity. SMILE's observations will tell us a lot more about how Earth and the sun get along, improving our ability to protect ourselves from solar storms. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.